It's very clear now that Europe, Western Europe, is planning on a full-scale war with Russia. It's also clear that NATO is planning on this as well. You see many signs. You see, for example, the UK government warning its own people to prepare with backup supplies of food and emergency medicine and, you know, communications and what have you. Normally, you don't see the UK government telling its people to prepare at all. And then at the same time, the government of Italy, there are lawmakers there proposing now new mandatory conscription, a draft for young Italian men, I think 18 to 26, would be forced into the military. Why? Well, they don't have enough troops. But if this is the plan to start recruiting now in order to fight Russia, it's too little, too late. And it's not just about soldiers, it's about industrial output. And what we've really witnessed over the past few years, especially since the U.S. destroyed the Nord Stream pipeline, is that Western Europe has lost its industrial output capabilities to the point where it can no longer really compete with Russia in terms of munitions, you know, artillery shells, drones, rockets, missiles, and the like. Western European nations simply cannot compete. And there's no easy way to turn that around either, because Western Europe has, of course, dismantled its own energy infrastructure. It has done that on purpose in order to appease the Greens. So even though across Europe they have vast supplies of natural gas locked in the ground, and they could have affordable energy, they could have a booming economy if they simply tapped into that gas, what's actually happened is that the globalists have pushed a climate agenda, which is rooted in fake science, in order to convince these Western European nations to shut down their industry so that they can't wage war against countries like Russia or China or Iran. It's almost as if the climate agenda was actually a Russian-Chinese agenda to weaken Western civilization and make it so that Western nations could not fight effectively in wars. And you notice that China hasn't signed on to any of the climate nonsense, nor has Russia, nor most of the other countries around the world. It's just the Western nations applauding each other. Oh, you shut down the fossil fuels. Yes, you shut down the pipelines. Oh, yeah, we shut down the refineries. We shut down the energy exploration. Woo, aren't we progressive? No, you're just retarded, actually. You're committing national suicide. And then from that posture, to think that the West is going to wage war against Russia without affordable energy, without scale of industry, without munitions, without factories that produce steel and tanks and ammo and artillery shells and so on. How do you think you're going to fight Russia? In your mind, in your little fantasy land inside your skull, I'm talking to the European leaders, how do you see this playing out? Like, what happens that causes Russia to be defeated? Can you explain that? And of course, the answer is no, they can't explain it. They have no explanation. They have no mechanism. All they have is this historical arrogance and ignorance, which really defines the West. This lack of knowledge about reality, but this wholehearted belief that the West is just superior. The West is just better. That America is the, quote, indispensable nation, as it has been described by Western leaders. And as a result, the West thinks that it can just magically win. I mean, think about it. The way the West describes Russia, it's like, oh, they say the Russian soldiers are all afraid and poorly trained and poorly equipped, and Russia is nothing but a gas station with nuclear missiles. It's not really an advanced nation. It doesn't really have modern military technology. And I mean, these are all lies, of course. This is a fantasy of the West. And the West says, well, we are superior. We've been superior since the end of World War II, and that hasn't changed, and we can do whatever we want. And whoever we bomb, they cower in fear. And wherever we go, we win, because we're winners and they are losers. Except it's all a delusion. It's just something that Western nations tell themselves, and it's already obsolete. Because in reality, the West is perhaps 2 decades behind Russian military technology. 2 decades behind. I mean, think about it. Russia has hypersonic missiles. U.S. doesn't. Russia has advanced drones. U.S. drones are not impressive, and the Reaper drones are, what, 20 years old or more? I mean, look, the West has Patriot missile batteries, but they barely function. They just don't work. They're not really an effective anti-air system. Not against modern missiles and hyperglide vehicles that evade anti-air defense systems. There are so many examples of this where Western nations just don't have any advanced technology. Not the Challenger tanks out of the UK, you know, not the Panzers or Panthers out of Germany. Not even the Merkava tanks in Israel. They're getting destroyed by Hamas. By militants wearing sandals. And then, aside from all of this, the gear, the equipment, the technology, there's the men. The men in the West have become weak. Especially the younger generations that are recruited into the military, they're weak, they're pathetic, snowflakes. And most of them have never done a hard day's work in their life. They don't know what it means to be a soldier. They don't have the physical stamina. They don't have the determination of mind. They don't have the hands-on skills with anything, for the most part. I know there are exceptions to this, but by and large, the younger generations just not that impressive in the West. But of course, if you go to Russia, well, it's a totally different story. In Russia, they know how to do things. They've had it tougher in Russia, and that has caused the younger generations to toughen up. On top of that, Western culture has now been infested with the LGBT propaganda, which is all about, you know, gays and lesbians, bisexuals, transgenders, even in the military. Oh, soldiers want a sex change. Are you kidding me? It's a clown show. Making a mockery of what the U.S. military once was. You can rest assured that in Russia's special forces, there are no men pretending to be women. Nobody's having their genitalia cut off over there and then pretending to be a soldier. They're real men. They really know how to fight. They're trained to fight. They're smart, not just tough. But they haven't been ruined by a culture war which the West has been waging on men. This is why I predict that, yes, NATO is going to send soldiers into Ukraine at some point here, probably this year, to directly confront Russia with uniformed Western soldiers, okay? NATO soldiers. Those soldiers are going to be wiped out. They're going to be sent home in body bags. Many of those soldiers won't even make it to the front lines because Russia will probably use, you know, nuclear artillery shells or thermobaric bombs and will just wipe them out before they ever get to fire a single shot. So whatever Western soldiers are dispatched to the front lines, they will die. And Russia will just grind them up like they do anybody else that gets in their way, including the French Foreign Legion soldiers or the contractor soldiers, the volunteers. Yeah, they're all dead. And for those people who think that the West is a superior soldier, you're living in a fantasy land. Western soldiers are not superior. They are inferior. They're not very bright. They're largely obese. They're living on processed junk foods instead of the more healthful, real food nutrition that the Russian soldiers are consuming. Western soldiers, they don't have skills. They don't have determination. Again, I know there are exceptions to this, especially in the Navy SEALs and Special Forces and so on. I'm talking about, generally speaking, the younger soldiers are just not that impressive. They couldn't last in a fist fight with their ancestors 2 or 3 generations ago who fought in World War II and were much smaller men physically. They were smaller physically, but they were real soldiers. They knew how to fight, and they had determination, and they had skills, and they were a lot more intelligent, and they weren't weakened by this whole LGBT agenda. So once again, do you see a pattern here? Do you notice how in Russia, you're not allowed to push the LGBT agenda? In China, you're not either, because those two countries are protecting their culture against the tranny demons and all the LGBT pushers who are anti-human, they're pedophiles, they're child traffickers and groomers and rapists, and they destroy a culture. But China says no, Russia says no, most of the countries in the Middle East say no, Iran says no, by the way, Turkey says no, but the countries that have embraced LGBT agendas, they are becoming weak and soft and they're imploding. And yet, the leaders of those countries, like I said earlier, they still think that the West is superior. So imagine the shock they're going to encounter when they deploy 100,000 U.S. troops or NATO troops into Ukraine, and they find out that 80,000 are dead. I mean, the kill rate is going to be extremely high. Russia has Iskander missiles, even with thermobaric warheads, that just create a fireball that just burns through the air, rips apart everybody's lungs who's in the vicinity, and they are an area effect weapon. You put 100,000 soldiers in the field, at some point they got to sleep somewhere, there have to be barracks somewhere. Guess what? Russia knows where the barracks are. They're just going to hit the barracks with the thermobaric weapons. I guess you could call them thermobarics weapons, because the barracks will be on fire. And it's done. And then the West will have to make up some story. We're winning. We're still winning. You know, it's just endless propaganda from the West. Just meaningless bullcrap nonstop every day. But the West is done as a civilization, by the way, because it cannot recover from this self-inflicted series of injuries. The culture wars, you know, the weakening of the men, the attacking of men, by the way, which is been carried out through movies and TV and pop culture and so on. The ineffective, incompetent leadership of Western nations, the shutting down of energy infrastructure, the shutting down of industry, to the point where there's nobody even left in America who knows how to make steel, you know, or how to make ammo, really, for the most part. I mean, there might be a few exceptions again here and there, but the skills that were once commonplace across America are gone. Almost nobody remains who knows how to make anything. So it's shocking to me that Western nations are pushing this all-out war as if it's their existential war. Like, they need to defeat Russia, otherwise the West cannot exist. And so they're putting everything in on this. And the result is that the West is going to end up losing everything because they can't defend themselves. They can't beat Russia, even if they send in everything. So make sure that you are tracking all of this, that you understand what's at stake and the incompetence of the Western leaders, because they truly have no idea what they're doing. And they're going to get not just 500,000 Ukrainians killed, but ultimately probably something like 500,000 Americans killed as well. I pray that this isn't the case. I pray that this doesn't happen. But I fear that it will. So thank you for listening here. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. God bless you all. And dare I say, God bless America. Take care. I've got some great news. We have some exciting new products at healthrangerstore.com and some old favorites that are back in stock. Let me show you what we have. If you'll go to the camera here on the desk, we've got quercetin that is now available, plant-based quercetin, which is extremely popular right now. Check it out, healthrangerstore.com. We've got pine needle nasal spray, which is made from the loblolly pine that is very high naturally in shikimic acid. And I actually harvested those pine needles myself, by the way. So that's a really exciting project. I won't travel without it, by the way. I mean, even public speaking, I always use that to rinse my nasal passages, you know, before going out in public. We've also got back in stock now laundry detergent powder. And remember that we don't use any toxic fragrance chemicals of any kind. We don't use any harmful ingredients that harm aquatic species or the environment or the waterways or anything like that. If you want laundry detergent that's clean for you and clean for the environment, then you can get that at healthrangerstore.com. Blueberry vanilla pancake mix powder that is a fan favorite. We keep running out of that. We've got that back in stock. We have a 7-seed snack mix now that has this combination of really high nutrition seeds. This is going to be a very popular product. You can add it to cereals, you can add it to mixes, or you can eat it as a snack all by itself. I know people are going to love that one. We've also got chaga mushroom powder back in stock there as well, and a few other products. Check out our website, healthrangerstore.com, and there you'll see the specials that we have. You'll see right there is the Memorial Day specials that we have. We've got lots of things back in stock. We're able to offer discounts from time to time, and new products are coming in regularly. And of course, every purchase that you make at healthrangerstore.com helps support our infrastructure, what we're building for you, the platforms for freedom of speech like Brighteon.io, the free downloadable AI language model tools at Brighteon.ai, helps fund this platform, the free speech video platform, Brighteon.com, as well as naturalnews.com and other efforts that we're undertaking. Everything that we do is designed to support the infrastructure of human freedom. We want you to be healthy. We want you to be well off. We want you to live with abundance and inspiration and with a sense of optimism about the future, which I know is difficult these days given all the insanity in the world, but one of the things that helps you the most is staying healthy. And that's why we do laboratory testing, extensive testing for all the products that we sell at our store. And that's why we choose clean, organic, certified organic raw materials, ingredients for all of our products. So again, shop at healthrangerstore.com. You'll be doing yourself, your health, a favor while also financially supporting us so that we can continue to build the infrastructure of human freedom that benefits you and everyone around you. And thank you so much for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and the Health Ranger Store. And God bless you all. Have a wonderful day. Take care.